let's take item 457.
Accept the Public Involvement Advisory Council 2013 annual report, appoint members to serve on PIAC, and direct PIAC to carry out specific activities.
As Carla indicated, there are actually three separate actions here. We're accepting the annual report from PIAC. We're appointing recommended PIAC members, assuming that that's the will of the council, and we're directing their work plan forward. So Greg Greenway here is the interim coordinator for PIAC best practices, and he's here to kick off this presentation. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor Hales, commissioners. My name is Greg Greenway. I've been a member of the Public Involvement Advisory Council since 2011, and as you mentioned, since last October, have staffed the PIAC as the interim program coordinator for the city's Public Involvement Best Practices Program. We're here today to present our annual report to you, and as the clerk mentioned, we're asking three specific actions: accept that report, appoint our recommended new and reappointed members, and direct the PIAC to carry out certain activities that are identified as next steps in that annual report. As you know, the purpose of PIAC is to improve the consistency and effectiveness of the city's involvement of the community in the policymaking process, in the business of government. I'm going to let my colleagues talk about what that work entails, but let me just share with you that what Portland's doing in this area is really something of a national model. It gets all kinds of national attention, and there are a number of reasons for that, but really what it's about is the systematic approach that Portland has taken, the leadership that City Council initially showed, and I want to acknowledge Commissioner Fritz for your very early support in the development of the PIAC, and it's about making this kind of work sustainable, durable, institutionalizing it in a sensible way and having a logical progression from the principles that council set forth to policies that make those principles real, and then our support of good practices to implement those policies. I'd like to, before I turn it over to my colleagues, just acknowledge the folks in the room, members of PIAC and hopefully future members of PIAC who are here today. If you could just stand.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
It's a hardworking group. I want to say, too, that for its first 5 years, there was one staff person for this program, Afifa Ahmed Shafi, who was integral to where we are now. She was an amazing person. She had a great talent for this work, but also for nurturing and sustaining the group process. Her passing last July was terribly tragic and touched many people in the city, including every member of PIAC, and so we've dedicated the annual report to her. We have four presenters. They're going to come up two by two. I'll let them introduce themselves to you, and I'm happy to answer any questions afterward.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Bill Gentile. I'm a community member of PIAC, appointed in 2011. I represent the Elders in Action Commission, of which I'm currently the chair. And have really enjoyed being on PIAC. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. My name.
He's letting you introduce yourself.
Oh. My name is Kelly Ball. I work with the Office of Management and Finance. Good morning.
Morning. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Large font.
Okay.
Good idea.
Good idea.
I appreciate that. Thank you all for giving us this opportunity to present our annual report. I'd like to start by giving you an overview of PIAC and its work. The Public Involvement Advisory Council was established in 2008 at the urging of both community members and city bureaus. City Council recognized that more consistent expectations and coordination across bureaus for public involvement would provide for more efficient use of city resources and increase public awareness and expectations for public involvement processes. In support of this goal, PIAC does generally two kinds of work. First, we recommend guidelines and policies that set high expectations for community involvement by city bureaus. And second, we develop tools, resources, and trainings to help city staff meet those expectations. How we do our work is just as important as what we produce. PIAC has a unique model of partnership between city staff members and community members. The balance in membership supports a culture of collaboration and helps PIAC's work have a meaningful impact within our city. Our goal is to push for change while having a realistic understanding of what it takes to get there. PIAC developed a strategic framework that we use to guide our work, making sure that we're building on past accomplishments and carrying out our mission. I want to turn it over to Kelly to talk about some of these accomplishments, but before I do, let me just add a couple of personal reflections here. First of all, it is truly an honor to serve on PIAC. Inevitably, I learn more than I contribute, and it has been a great experience for me. And I've taken some of the things I've learned and applied them in other situations where I'm involved. It's worked out great. I can't tell you how nice it is to have met such wonderful people from both the city bureaus and from the community as colleagues on PIAC. These are really dedicated folks. They work hard, and they really care about this place that we call Portland, and we really try to make as big a difference as we can with the resources we have. And last, I'd like to thank Greg for pulling the organization together. As he mentioned, the untimely passing of Afifa really had a devastating effect on the group. And Greg graciously came in, took control, allowed us to reflect and grieve, and to move forward. And he really deserves a lot of praise for his efforts to keep PIAC moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Well said.
Thank you, Bill. I'd like to share some highlights of PIAC's past work. PIAC completed and implemented four major initiatives between 2008 and 2012. PIAC's first major work product was the city's public involvement principles, which council adopted in 2010. The principles represent a commitment to the city by the city to consistent, high-quality public involvement and are designed as resources for city bureaus and staff as well as tools for the community to participate effectively in the public process. After adoption of the principles, City Council directed PIAC to develop a set of public involvement questions to accompany all council resolutions, ordinances, and reports. This information provides council and the community with an overview of the public involvement and public input on each council action. These questions were combined with the financial impact statement and now make up the financial impact and public involvement statement. It's often referred to as the FIPIS. I'm sure you're all very familiar with it. And in fact, we filled one out for this council action. As you know, each bureau is required to have a budget advisory committee, also known as BACS. The third PIAC initiative involved recommendations to strengthen the involvement of BACS in the budget process. Input and feedback was gathered from community members, bureau staff, and city council, then was used to draft guidelines for best practices. In the fall of 2012, City Council adopted these guidelines, setting consistent standards for BACS across all city bureaus. The guidelines outline requirements in seven areas, and I'll read those seven areas. Community and labor representation, creation of BAC websites, maintenance of contact lists, ADA and limited English proficiency accessibility, availability of handouts and presentation materials, public comment at meetings, and minority budget reports. Finally, at the direction of Council, PIAC conducted the city's first public involvement baseline assessment in 2012. PIAC created a set of questions for response by city bureaus. The purpose was to better understand how bureaus approach public involvement. PIAC distributed the surveys to the bureaus, and we've received excellent responses. And in a minute, Marty Stockton will talk a little bit more about the results from those surveys. But before I turn it over to Marty, on a personal note, and as a city staff member who works in public involvement, I just want to say how much I valued learning about the challenges and barriers to public involvement from both staff and community members. I've also really appreciated the supportive approach that PIAC has taken when implementing initiatives. I think that's really important. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Marty Stockton, and I am a city planner and the Southeast District Liaison for the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I also have served on PIAC since 2010. Kelly gave you a brief highlights of what PIAC has accomplished to date. I am going to talk briefly about our work last year, 2013, that built on these prior initiatives. So first, the City Budget Advisory Committees. One PIAC work group followed up on the Bureau Advisory Committee guidelines, turning their focus toward evaluating how the guidelines are working and how PIAC can support staff in implementing them. Two, the baseline assessment in Bureau public involvement practices. Another PIAC work group analyzed the results of the public involvement baseline assessment that Kelly mentioned. This survey analysis conducted by PIAC's annual State of Public Involvement Report, or as we like to call the ASPIRE work group, is summarized separately at the end of the PIAC annual report. One of the key findings is that there is a lack of consistency across city bureaus and their staffing and approaches towards public involvement. The survey also revealed a range of challenges and successes for bureaus. The baseline assessment is valuable because it provides a basis for comparison in future years. And third, the comprehensive plan, community involvement goals and policies. Lastly, but certainly not least, PIAC members worked long hours last year helping BPS staff develop the community involvement goals and policies for the Portland's comprehensive plan. Several PIAC members served on a policy expert group to help draft the policies, the goals and policies. And as the BPS staff person, myself, responsible for the community involvement chapter, I was able to give regular updates to the full PIAC and incorporate their feedback. Public hearings on the draft comprehensive plan will be held this fall, and it will come before you to review and approve in 2015. Meanwhile, BPS staff and PIAC members are collaborating to draft a manual for Bureau staff to support them with implementation of the new goals and policies. And on a personal reflection, 2.5 years ago, again, I was assigned the role of updating the community involvement chapter of the comprehensive plan. Because of my membership on PIAC, I knew that PIAC had to be involved in this effort. PIAC is so unique in that it has the balance of city staff and community members working collaboratively in a partnership together. And that embodiment of that partnership needed to be infused in this work. In the past 2 years, this group has helped me and has collaborated with me to bring forward the statewide planning goal, Goal 1, on citizen involvement into this update, the City of Portland's public involvement principles in this update, the equity framework of the Portland plan in this update, and the city Title VI civil rights policy in this update. And I am so proud of that, and I look forward to you, look forward for you to review this next year, and I want to remind you when you're reading it that PIAC's fingerprints are all over that chapter.
Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Mike Vanderveen. I'm currently serving as co-chair of the East Portland Action Plan. And on my personal note, I just totally enjoy being a community member working alongside wonderful city staff that are just really invested and engaged in bettering public involvement in Portland. And I just, it seems like, public involvement sometimes can get sort of crazy and go sideways a little bit or, get a little funky. And you're getting the perspective here that, we've got this written down, we're working on it, we're set. And I like how you know, I don't know, I'm adding a little verb right now, but East Portland Action Plan, PIAC, I find are very constructive, thoughtful, considerate, you know, getting things written down types of groups. So I'm here to talk to you about the next steps and where we're headed. So the annual report outlines some next steps that PIAC has already begun this year. Toward the end of last year, we spent some time taking stock of our work and considering where were the greatest opportunities for impact. Having developed the FIPIS form, the Financial Impact and Public Involvement Statement form, and the Bureau Advisory Budget Advisory Committee guidelines, and having contributed to the draft comp plan policies, we decided as a group not to focus on new requirements for city staff. That's what's great about having a balance of city staff and public. If it was all just public and there was a measure of ignorance about some of the onerous nature of, you know, putting on extra work for city staff, it's just an ignorance there. And so we kind of removed that. That's awesome. Instead, we wanted to make sure that the rules and guidelines already in place were working as well as possible, and we looked for ways to support staff in meeting expectations. We also wanted to hold ourselves accountable by evaluating our own work. In 2014, PIAC work groups are concentrating on three major areas. Public Involvement Implementation Manual is the first one. As Marty mentioned, one PIAC work group is working with BPS to draft public involvement implementation manual to help city staff carry out the comprehensive plan policies on community involvement once they are adopted by city council. The goal is to develop a document that supports implementation of the comp plan, but is also flexible enough to assist bureaus citywide with their community involvement efforts. A need that was identified in the baseline assessment evaluation work that we did. Second, the budget advisory committees. A second work group will evaluate how the budget advisory committee's guidelines are being applied. The plan this year is to reach out to city staff that staff the BACs and develop a survey to gather information from BAC members. Based on that review, the group will consider how best to promote consistent application of the guidelines. They will also consider whether the guidelines respond to the city's Title VI policy, which is newly implemented, and we got to do a little backtracking and weave that in. So that was adopted before. Third is the FIPIS form that you guys are also familiar with and hopefully find it really meaningful as you're sitting right here on the bench. Like the BAT group, another work group is assessing the use and effectiveness of the current FIPIS form and will consider any recommended changes to the form based on that assessment and the city's Title VI policy. The group will gather information from bureau staff, community members, and elected officials to see how the form is working and whether there is a need for a FIPIS 2.0. These are our three major work areas, and PIAC is also tracking some other timely issues, and we have a mechanism in place for where's our energy and where's our possibility. There's so many things that we would love to be chewing on and working on and helping just better equip city staff to connect and integrate community involvement in the work of the city. And we're just trying to be as strategic as possible. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Any more panelists?
That is it.
Questions for any of our team here on this report? Just a comment for me, by the way. This report is unusually clear about what's not working, and I want to support that. I mean, you also are talking about things that are effective, and appreciate that. But it's okay, and it's much, I think, appreciated by all of us, as you pointed out, I think, in these 5 points where here's some ways that the bureaus can significantly improve or where there are significant gaps in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I just find that very helpful when people are that clear about what's not working and where we have room for improvement. So I just want to support and commend that. And hopefully we're always capable of accepting that kind of guidance without being defensive. So thank you.
And if I may, I just love the, you know, that there's not any pitchforks involved, you know, that we're, you know, we're working in meaningful ways. And
yeah.
We good, like that too.
Good spirit to it. Thank you. Great. Thank you all. We'll see if there's anyone signed up to speak on this item.
We have one person, okay. Joe Walsh.
Okay, come on, Joe.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. All of my comments are directed towards you and not the volunteers. I like this program. We had a discussion, and one of the things that we were concerned about is in the report it talks about declining support financially. That seems to be a contradiction in terms. If this, as Individuals for Justice sees it, as a very complex, potent volunteer organization, the people are giving their times, when the first thing that they say in common challenges is declining budgets for public involvement and community, it would seem that this committee should have everything they need. So when they run into difficulties of the bureaus, it's really up to you. You kick butts. You can move the bureaus. They can't. They can only recommend. So it's really up to you. So that's really a criticism of you. And, of course, that's where my criticism is. And it's not to the volunteers that come in and give their time and work hard and try to figure out the problems of transparency and public involvement. It's complicated. It's hard. It has to be ongoing. But you have to support it every day. You have to say to your bureaus, hey, 13 out of 18 not doing all the required stuff is not a good record. And if it's my bureau, I'm going to have somebody accountable for it. So they need your help. And as a citizen of this city and an activist, we need your help. That's my criticism all the time to you. It's never to the volunteers that set up these committees. You have 27 people on this committee. A rough count. I just looked at it really quickly. So it could be 27, 28. That's a very large committee. Again, let me finish. They need your help. And I hope I'm not here next year saying the same words. I hope next year I can say, wow, you know, you guys really came through. You really helped this committee. This committee is doing really good work. They're doing their job. Do your job. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
That's all who signed up.
Okay.
Do we have the new coordinator here?
Greg, is the new coordinator here?
No. I should have mentioned, we are very pleased that ONI has hired Ashley Horn to be the new permanent program coordinator. She's actually coming on Friday to start full-time, but had to be out of town on a family matter. I would have loved to introduce her to you.
Well, we look forward to having her here soon. Thanks. Okay, then let's take a roll call on the resolution, please.
Fish?
Well, thank you for an excellent report. Thanks to all of the volunteers who serve and provide such good work. And I just want to acknowledge two things that I witnessed this year that I think actually led to some improvements. One was the utilities invited critics to serve on the backs, people who had been identified as public critics, to come in and gave them, you know, all the information materials they needed to do their job. And I think it's important that we bring fresh blood onto the backs and we are not deterred from putting people who have been publicly critical of our work. And the second is, Mayor, the use of facilitators at our budget hearings. I really think that the expert facilitation we've had has been a big plus. And in particular, making sure that people who may be otherwise reluctant to come testify felt welcome and heard. And so I hope that becomes a regular feature of all of our public hearings. Thank you for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you for your work. It's a very useful report. I appreciate it. Aye.
Novick.
Somebody said, good citizens are the riches of a city. And thank you for being those riches, and I appreciate the city's willingness to spend those riches as it gets them. Thank you very much. Aye.
Fritz.
How we reach decisions matters, and this committee has been working, as Mike Vanderveer said, in partnership between citizens and staff to listen to each other and take feedback. And this report is beautifully concise. I would actually like to see more, of course, because I like to see the details. And so I hope that the Public Involvement Advisory Committee will be doing assessments. As I'm delighted to see that you're looking into the budget advisory committees to see which guidelines are being followed. I think we set the goal of getting them all followed within 4 years. So we're getting close to the 4 years, and I hope that you'll let us know which budget advisory committees are in compliance and which not. Similarly, with the public involvement statements, along with the financial impact statements, they mostly get filled out, and I'm not convinced that the quality of information is what we were expecting and hoping for when we set the standard. So I hope that you'll do some kind of a qualitative assessment of not only is it filled out, but is the information useful, and in particular, how did the Bureau respond to the public input, not just check the box we did it, but how was the matter that was presented to council changed because of that public input. And that would be a wonderful quality assurance task, of course a very difficult one, a challenging one, since we have about 2,000 ordinances and things on the council agenda every year, but perhaps an intern job. Particular thanks to Greg Greenway for stepping in following the loss of Afifa, and it was very difficult for all of us to deal with that, and yet she wanted the work to continue, and you have done that. So thank you for bringing the report in a timely manner also. And to Ashley Horn, I'm delighted to hear that she is going to be the new coordinator, having gotten to know her as she was a candidate for the Human Rights Commission. And as so often is the case in Portland, volunteering can sometimes lead to paid employment, as I know myself. Thanks to Amalia at Alejandro Morris in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, who help shepherd this process, but it's very important to recognize this is not an Office of Neighborhood Involvement project. This is the entire city, all the city bureaus, and so it's every one of our responsibilities to make sure that public involvement happens. I do, having gone from the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and the Office of Equity and the other bureaus that I was in charge of for 4 years to now two completely new bureaus, I'm finding that actually public involvement is different in different situations, that what works in development services doesn't work in parks and vice versa. So there is that. I want to particularly thank Marty Stockton for your attention and your work with the Bureau of Planning to make sure that our work on the Portland Plan is now included into the comprehensive plan. I appreciated knowing that you've been dogging that, and I will not worry quite so much about what the document is going to say when I see it. I'm very glad that the Mayor has proposed funding for the Bureau of Planning at a more sustainable level, and look forward to your continued involvement with these issues. And thank you, Mayor Hales, for taking ownership of this process and making sure that your budget as well as your directions reflect your values and understanding that public community engagement, as I now call it, instead of public involvement, because there are many communities, and our communities are all essential to how we do things and how we get things done in the city of Portland. So thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Well, Greg, thank you again for stepping up and stepping in and bringing people together and moving forward after a difficult time. So thank you. And to all of you who volunteered in this role, your service is really appreciated. Not every volunteer, fortunately, has to go through what Commissioner Fritz did in order to move from volunteer to other roles. But we appreciate that you are in these roles and playing important roles. You know, we get a lot of documents as council members, you know, this is 1 week's worth here in this big fat notebook. And there are a few that I keep on my credenza because they're particularly clear and helpful. And this one rises to that category because these five bullet points that you have here about what we learned and what we need to improve are just, as I mentioned earlier, so clear. And there are ways for me and for each of us to check our work and our Bureau's work against those challenges that you've raised. Commission form of government is great. I love it. I've always supported it. Still do. And yet it does have its challenges of trying to be consistent in its work, and this is one of those areas. So I just, again, I really appreciate the clarity and the clear-eyed view of what's working and what's not, and we appreciate your continued work to let us know. Thank you. Aye.